Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
If you're looking for a chance to improve the genetics in your cattle herd, you need to check out the 2022 Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale coming up Friday, March 4th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 433 Angus, 51 Hereford Bulls will sale. Top genetics from both breeds will be featured. You can go to expressranches.com to view a catalog and videos of the animals selling. Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 4th at the ranch, Yukon. More info at expressranches.com.
A farmer's hands deserve a hand. These are the hands that hold the soil, sow the seeds, that build, fix, and mend as they firmly grip the wheel of the entire operation. At BASF, we ensure your hands also hold the rewards of your work. With smart farming technology and digital tools like GrowSmart Advantage to help every acre perform at its peak. So at season's end, we can all put our hands together for a farmer's hands. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
Well, Senator Jim Inhofe has announced his retirement from the United States Senate after more than 50 years in public office. After the big announcement, Oklahoma Farm Report's own Ron Hayes talked to Oklahoma Farm Bureau President Rod Mozell about the relationship that he and Farm Bureau have had for decades.
Well, he has truly been a great friend to Oklahoma agriculture and to rural Oklahoma. I've had the good fortune personally to work with him since some youth leadership programs when he was a state senator back when I was in my high school years. So we've known and worked with each other for over 50 years and one way or another. And he and his secretary were kind of like my home base when I was out at the Capitol as a teenager for that teenage program. So it's a very special day for me, or as you say, bittersweet day, because of his announcing the retirement today so that he and Kay can spend more time with each other here at this stage in life after he retires after the special election that will be set up by his retiring before this March 1st date. You know, he's won all the Farm Bureau's top national awards and has certainly done everything you could ask from an Oklahoma standpoint. He's, of all the great congressmen and senators we've had, there's never been any other member in their staff that calls us often to ask our opinion on different issues of our public policy team and myself, and then calls so often to tell us about rules or regs or bills that are up that have an issue they think may affect us that they want us to look at. So, they've just been amazing. So we truly are going to miss them. And this is going to now make, with two U.S. Senate races this November, is going to make this an election cycle to remember for many years to come.
Mozell said Farm Bureau will be focused on finding Inhofe's replacement.
Certainly at some point our members will pick a candidate. And, certainly the biggest surprise part of today probably was Senator Inhofe endorsing right off the bat his chief of staff, who's a very sharp young man. Actually, he stood in for the senator at our state convention this last year and was very impressive. Got very high evaluations on our evaluation comments. People seem very impressed, and he's done a couple of our video sessions, so a few of our members will know him. But his name is not widely known yet, even though he's been a huge player in helping the senator to be effective for Oklahoma and for Oklahoma agriculture. So Luke is certainly not unknown to insiders, but he has very little name ID yet around the state, and that'll be his biggest challenge.
All of us here at the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network wish Senator Inhofe a happy and well-deserved retirement. You've got farm news on Ron. Davis Angus invites you out to their annual bull sale coming up Saturday, March the 5th at the Clinton Livestock Auction in Clinton, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 80 registered bulls and 35 registered heifers for sale. All bulls have Angus GS genomics testing, complete EPDs, and are current on vaccinations, and have passed a certified breeding soundness evaluation. For a sales book or to see sale lot videos or for more information, go to davisangus.com. Jim and Debbie Davis invite you out to the Davis Angus Bull Sale Saturday, March the 5th at the Clinton Livestock Auction. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.